This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't understand why nobody tells me this. Yesterday was a huge, huge day with a epic proportion. We're talking billions of people in the world getting involved on this one. Event, and nobody even told me it was going on. The news didn't even cover it. Did you guys realize that yesterday was World Toilet Day? Did you guys have any idea? Well, then why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me it was Toilet Day? Apparently, November 19th is a very, very special day for the World Toilet Organization. And you all know me. I am a huge fan of toilets. I will only visit places that have toilets. If there is no toilet in the facility or in the city or in the hemisphere, I don't go. The World Toilet Organization was founded, according to worldtoilet.org, in 2001, November 19th. And there was apparently a World Toilet Summit that was held the same day in Singapore. I would love to come up with a day that we celebrate, especially something that has to do with toilets. It was the first global summit of its kind, and it was decided that an international day to cherish and celebrate toilets were needed. Now, we need to draw global attention to the sanitation crisis, hence World Toilet Day was established. Unfortunately, a lot of people make fun of World Toilet Day. And there's pictures of people on their toilets. There's people. Okay, that's kind of missing the point. Okay, we don't want to make fun of people not having toilets or make fun of your toilet. Trust me, your toilet is your friend. Many of us have even hugged our toilet many, many times. The only thing that could console you when you have a bad night out and you are vomiting, the only thing that will even receive your hugs, your mom doesn't want you hugging her because you stink, right? Your spouse is too busy telling you, you know, I told you so, but that toilet is there and it stands firm. It's a little cold, you know, sometimes the toilet's a little stiff, but it'll be there for you. A support grounded into that bathroom floor, and just large enough for you to put your arms around the toilet as you cradle it, as you throw up. Not that that's what the toilets are supposed to be used for in this particular day of celebration. So, the quote-unquote silent sanitation crisis, they say, is a ticking time bomb. It affects billions of people around the world, and there's very little media attention. So, World Toilet Day is supposed to celebrate the importance of toilets in our lives, and it's a reminder of the struggles faced by billions of people who still lack access to improved sanitation. I cannot imagine how some people have to go without a toilet. I know, like, a lot of hotels in foreign countries, there's, like, a hole in the ground. So you stand to, I mean, I could maybe stand to go to the bathroom if there are, number one is I'd want to make sure that the pants, you know, that I roll down are completely on the other side of the room. Okay, I'd probably be worried about that. And I would also probably want some sort of a harness, right? You know, in case I pass out. A lot of us get dizzy when we're on the toilet, so it helps to sit. So I wouldn't want to, you know, be passing out without any pants on. Or those handicap rails. I would probably want the handicap rails to hold on to. That would be really, really nice. But I mean, it's doable. And remember there was a study where we talked about where you really should not sit when you poop anyway. The best position is to be squatting. That's the best way to get the poop out. So for those of you who, you know, have trouble pooping, maybe you do need to kind of squat or stand or something like that. Okay. So anyway, Let me see. World Toilet Day is celebrated globally. And then I guess, that's it. Okay. So, you know, next time there's a significant holiday such as that. Okay. I know a lot of you guys are trying to distract me with Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah. No. What you need to do is you need to tell me that something like World Toilet Day is going on so I can appropriately celebrate. I mean, that's what the show is supposed to do. This show is supposed to give you the latest and the greatest. And we are supposed to teach everybody and inform everybody what's going on. By the way, we do have some breaking news. It sounds like the Florida State University gunman that shot three people before he was killed by police yesterday was a lawyer who graduated from the school. The official told the Associated Press that the shooter was Myron May, who graduated from Florida State before attending Texas Tech University's law school. The official requested anonymity because he was not authorized to release the name. According to AP News and UTSanDiego.com, May was fatally shot Thursday after he shot three people at the Florida State Library. This was at night. People were just studying, and this guy just starts shooting people. Two are hospitalized. One, luckily, have been released. But that's the latest on that. We'll keep you posted as we get more news. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? What do we have for you? We got the Lamely doll. Have you guys heard about this? This is trying to make a big splash this Christmas because it is supposed to take over Barbie. Rather than being a Barbie doll, this is supposed to look not lame, but more average, okay? What I like is it looks like a doll that looks like me. Then those of us that have blue eyes, I'm gonna make your brown eyes blue. Those of us with blue, are those the words of the tongue? Those of us with blue eyes may be at higher melanoma risk. A lot of you are like, well, duh, because people with blue eyes are more fair, and yeah. And then women who have high heels can get men to do a whole variety of things than what we wearing flats, and I wear like my Skecher rocker bottom shoes. I can't get men to do anything. All right, why is it that men love heels, and how can we manipulate them? And then how can we manipulate men? Texting neck. Texting is ruining our necks. There's a study looking at how bad our necks become. So, because we text and we lean over. So, as you can see, we've got a very, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877. Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And Don is so sweet. Honestly, the guys that work the dials, they are so awesome. And handsome and cuddly. Now, I am not allowed to cuddle. After the incident of, 2012, I'm not allowed to cuddle any of the engineers or the producers. But that's okay. I can mentally cuddle anybody I like. That I could do. That is not in my contract. All right. Thanks to you guys, very cuddly as well, for listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So it is Turkey Day coming. All right. Even though Thanksgiving is supposed to mean a lot more than stuffing your face with turkey. Right, which we'll talk about next week, but we still have to talk about food safety. And I was watching local Fox 5 this morning, because you know, I was on Fox 5 News last night, you know, talking about telemedicine, right? Dear Mr. Teleman, telemedicine with Skype. Anyway, I was watching it, and they had somebody from Butterball talk about how to prepare your turkey. Now, this is important because you don't want to be buying turkey the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. There's never any turkeys. So the week before Thanksgiving is the best time to get a turkey. Now, many people don't know how to thaw a turkey. According to Butterball, and this is on their website, butterball.com, all right, you need to remember the four T's of turkey food safety: thaw, temperature, 2 hours storage, 3 days to eat. Now, what does all that mean? So when you thaw, they say you have to place the unopened turkey breast side up. So your breasts have to be up when you're getting ready to thaw the turkey, okay? Not sinking down next to your tennis shoes like mine always do. But anyway, they say place the unopened turkey breast side up on a tray in the refrigerator. Allow at least 24 hours of thawing for every 4 pounds of turkey. So if you guys are going to be doing a 10-pound turkey, then that's 2.5 days of thawing in the refrigerator. Now, I know some of you guys are like, well, I'm going to be in Phoenix next weekend, so let me just stick the turkey outside. No. You could thaw it in the fridge, but start early. So you got that? Every 4 pounds to your turkey, it's got to thaw 24 hours. So a 10-pound turkey is 2.5 days. Got it? So that means you got to start soon. Temperature. He says your best friend is this meat thermometer. So what should the temperature be when you're cooking? All right, so the thigh, if you stick the temperature gauge in the thigh, not your own thigh, no, the thigh of the turkey, 180 degrees. Breast should be 170 degrees. So if you slam that thermometer into the breast of the bird, okay, all right, because, you know, a lot of you guys are just really, really not very, you know, treat our breasts with a lot of respect to begin with. But anyway, if you do slam it into the breast, 170 degrees Fahrenheit, the stuffing should be about 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Please do not wet your finger and try to touch it to decide if it's hot enough. Then they say 2 hour storage. You could store leftovers in separate containers 2 hours after cooking. So I guess what that means is don't put it in the fridge when it's piping hot, okay? After it's cooled down, after a couple hours, get it in there. If it's sitting out for 4, 5, 6 hours, that may be too late, even though most of us do it anyway. And then, eat or freeze the leftover turkey within 3 days, okay? Eat or freeze leftover turkey within 3 days. That's kind of confusing. Or if it's frozen turkey, you should be able to eat it whenever. Okay, hold on. I need some verification of this. Your leftovers will last 3 days in the refrigerator. Oh, that's why. Eat or freeze leftover turkey within that time period. Does that all make sense? Okay, now, remember when we talked about preparing chicken and how the dangerous part is the washing of the chicken because the salmonella splattering all over the place? Don't forget to wash your preparation utensils. Make sure you clean the work surfaces and your hands with soapy water. They say hot. Be very careful with your hands with hot, but make sure it's warm, soapy water. But you can clean your counters with a lot hotter. And that's if you touch any uncooked turkey or juices. Do not stuff the turkey the night before, they say. And they say carve the turkey before you place it in the refrigerator. Okay, does that look done? Okay, let me see. They have here how to check for doneness. Okay, so we talked about the temperature. All right. They say if you just look at it, that doesn't count. If you just smell it, that doesn't count. You know how Daddy will always just kind of stick his head in the oven, go, I'm going to smell this, and I could tell because my nose always knows. No, that's stupid. And then don't wiggle the leg. A lot of us wiggle the leg. That's the trick I do. I wiggle the leg. No. Even though, you know, probably a master chef knows what they're doing, use the temperature, because the last thing you want to do is get everybody sick. And remember, they could sue you, all right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, all right, apparently there is a discussion on whether you stuff or dress the turkey. Okay, I don't really know. I just stick the turkey in the bag, and then if there's rice or stovetop stuff. I just like throw it on top of it. They say in different regions of the country, families tend to call the bread and fruit and spice and sausage side dish either dressing or stuffing. What do you call it? I don't call it nothing. I call it the carbs. If you call it dressing, odds are you cook it separately from the turkey. And you live in the southern part of the United States. If you call it stuffing, then you cook it in the turkey. You got that? So your more southern states and your Texas and your Kansas and your Oklahoma, they call it dressing. But in New York and California and the Dakotas, Minnesota, you call it stuffing. So some people like to stuff it. Some people like to dress it. I don't really give a damn. I just like to eat it. All right. Now, About.com has given us something that's really going to ruin the whole weekend. It's called a Thanksgiving calorie calculator. Everybody is saying in these articles before Thanksgiving to stuff the turkey but not stuff yourselves. Now, About.com, very, very interesting, gives us a calculator to total our Thanksgiving feast calories to see how far we must walk in steps, miles, and kilometers to walk it off. Okay, so let's check off, and I guess then it's going to calculate for us. Okay, so first, are we going to have a mixed drink, which is about 250 calories, a glass of wine, 120? One glass of wine, it depends. If the family's coming, just triple it. Because, you know, you're sitting with the family. A cup of coffee, grape juice, a cup of eggnog. A cup of eggnog is 343 calories. Let me put a mixed drink, some wine, and the eggnog. There we go. Snacks. Are you going to have a celery stalk with cream cheese? Are you going to have a half cup of mixed fruit? Are you going to have tortilla chips or dip? Let's do the tortilla chips and dip because I really like to fiesta-ize my Thanksgiving. Are you going to have 3 cups of salad with ranch? Are you going to have a Waldorf salad? No. All right. And then your main course. Are you going to have ham, 300 calories, dark turkey, prime rib? Ooh, I want that. I'm going to do the prime rib. I'm going to do the stuffing. I'm going to do the cranberry sauce. No mashed potatoes. I do not like mashed potatoes. Green bean casserole. Oh, Lord have mercy. The only reason why I eat green bean casserole is so whoever's bringing it over doesn't feel insulted. Dinner roll, I'll probably have about 4 of those. A pat of butter, I'll have about 4 of those. Now dessert. Pecan pie, apple pie, pumpkin pie, I'll have one of each. Chocolate chip cookies. Okay, whipped cream and ice cream on the pie. And one small piece of fudge, add 3. And then leftovers. I'm going to have a turkey sandwich with mayo and cranberry. Now, do the math. And let me see. They say if I eat all that for Thanksgiving, I will have to walk 39 miles or 63 kilometers or 78,000 steps to burn that off. Okay, you know what? I'm not a big pecan pie person. Maybe I could take that off. Wow. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post this on my Twitter and on my Facebook. You guys need to take a look at this because it is going to completely ruin your holiday. You're not going to want to eat Jack Diddley squat. All right, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're all getting excited for Thanksgiving, we have a report now that obesity costs globally $2 trillion. That's almost as much as the Obamacare website. A new report by McKinsey Global Institute released Thursday that the global cost of obesity has now risen to $2 trillion, which is, I guess, as much as the combined impact of armed violence, war, and terrorism. So the war on obesity is more expensive than the war on terrorism. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Pretty spooky stuff. 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I posted that calculator on how much you would have to walk to burn those calories off. By the way, do I think it's an exact science? No, I don't. When somebody says, look, if you eat that burger, you're going to have to walk 5 miles, I think that's kind of ridiculous, okay? Because for those of us that do exercise, and we look at the calories we expend on the treadmill, and we still find that we gained weight, even though we worked out more than we ate that day, we realize that calories in do not always equal calories out. However, it does help us quantify what we're doing, and it helps remind us that things have calories. So, you know, like I said, it's a real nice tool if you want to ruin the holidays. Now, so we heard that obesity is costing more than the war on terror. They say obesity kind of costs the same as smoking. This report said there was a steep economic toll and the proportion could rise to almost half of the world's population by 2030, because right now we have about 2.1 billion people who are overweight or obese. That is 30% of the world's population. The financial costs are growing from health care, illness, people taking off work, disability. You know, when people don't show up to work, the output of that business slows down. If the output of the business slows down, less people get goods and services, less money the business makes, the less money the business has to hire more people or to put money back into the economy. So people need to show up to work. It's a good thing to show up to work. Some people say, you know what, I'm not showing up to work because, you know, I want to save the boss money. It doesn't save the boss money when you don't show up to work. No, if he hired you, he needs you, or she needs you. All right, researchers argue that the range of ambitious policies needed to be considered and a systemic response was essential. A person is considered obese if they are very overweight with a high degree of body fat. We looked at the BMI. If your BMI is above 25, you're overweight. If a BMI of 30 to 40, you're obese. A BMI over 40 is very obese. Where are you underweight? If your BMI is under about 18.5. So the BMI looks at your weight in kilograms, then it divides your height in meters squared. Don't ask how they got that, but it was something they could do to make this number chart that nobody really likes. So, now, what do? Do we tax people? All right, I don't know. Maybe we need to do more portion control. This is what they're talking about. All right, do we do portion control? Do we reformulate fast foods and processed foods? Do we tax people? Do we have weight management programs in the workplace? You know, the one thing I have to applaud is I'm noticing some employers are sending their employees in to get a physical and cholesterol and all that. Unfortunately, the BMI has to be written down, which I think is kind of a little violation of privacy. However, that employer gives them a discount on their health insurance. I love incentivizing. I hate penalizing. I think penalties are ridiculous, which is why when the government wants to penalize as Obamacare unfolds, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, but the incentivization. So, for example, if you lose, now you want to be careful with the weight loss also. You don't want people trying to lose weight unsafely for certain accolades or advantages at the workplace. But the idea that the office is encouraging, you know, weight loss and health. Now, you have to also keep in mind, the workplace can only do so much. Let's say you don't lose the weight, all right? And let's say you get fired for some other reason. Can you claim discrimination because they fired you and you didn't lose the weight? And the boss is like, well, that had nothing to do with it. There were other things going on, and then they have to prove it. So employers have to be very, very careful. I can't tell my staff to all go on diets. I can't tell my staff to all lower their I can't do that. However, I can if I'm paying for their health insurance, all right? I can incentivize people if I get a lower rate. See what I mean? So you can do that. But like I said, you got to be really, really careful as an employer. It could be very, very sticky. Okay, well, let's look at the countries and which countries seem to have the most overweight and obese adults with a BMI greater than 25. All right, in 1980, all right, the U.S. Still beat everybody, U.K., South Africa, Mexico. All right, but now by 2008, we are looking at almost double the amount of people who are obese. And actually, I should say a third more. Again, U.S. is almost tied to Mexico. Mexico comes in a close second. Great Britain comes in fourth. South Africa come in third. Then you have Japan and China neck and neck. And then India. India probably the least overweight. China and Japan the least. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do. Okay, people are looking at Americans as fat, as, you know, they're looking at us a lot of ways. And we have a long way to go. Again, I hate how this news comes out. Why are they doing this right before Thanksgiving? They need to leave us alone. Okay, now, let's look at this new Barbie doll, the Lamely doll, being reported by CNN. Nicolay Lam named this doll after his name and his family. Lam, family, Lamely. It's a shorter doll, it's broader, brunette version of the idealistic blonde Mattel Barbie doll. Now, Lamely is supposed to make her debut. I don't know if she's named Lamely, but she has a sticker pack that has pimples, moles, cellulite, and scars. So you can apply scars and cellulite and moles to this doll. According to Mr. Lam, he says, I feel she looks so real, so ordinary that you don't focus on what she looks like, but instead on what she does. He's only 26 years old, and he designed it. And he said, I guess the dolls are going to be, you know, distributed. I don't know. I was never a big doll fan. Especially, I don't want to look at one that looks like me, to be honest. Okay, I like the whole idealistic thing. You know, if I wanted to just look at me, buy me a mirror. Anyway, you know, what is the average woman shape? They say the average woman weighs 166.2 pounds and has a 37.5 inch waist. That's the average American woman. So, you know, if now we have to make dolls that, you know, represent how we look, I don't know. You know, I mean, I remember when I was younger, it was really exciting to watch a Miss America pageant, and I wanted to be like Miss America. And I wasn't going to become anorexic or anything to do that, but I understood what society looked at as beautiful, etc. When you start to kind of inundate kids with, okay, it's okay being obese, then they start to think it's okay to be obese. It's okay to not be a stick. It's okay to have some curves, but it's not okay to be obese because obese hurts you. What I think we need to do is rather than focus on what we need to look like, we need to focus on what we need to do. Why don't they have a treadmill Barbie or an exercise cycle Barbie or hiking Barbie or something like that? All right, we need kids to focus on being fit. They don't have to be skinny, but being fit and healthy. There's Barbie with a salad in one hand and a dumbbell in another. That kind of thing I would probably like. It doesn't have to be a Barbie, but I would play with the doll. I was more into the whole big wheel and light bright and Transformer toys myself. But I don't know. You know, let's have these kids focus on being healthy. What a healthy person looks like. All right? You know, somebody in a workout outfit, even though they're sweaty with no makeup, that's a doll they should be playing with. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So new research suggests that genes tied to blue eyes and, no surprise, red hair could put people at higher risk for moles or freckling in childhood, which are often precursors, they say, to the deadliest form of skin cancer, melanoma. Now, don't everybody freak out. A lot of us have freckles. A lot of us have moles. All right. But they say the finding in no way suggests that the risk can't be reduced by using cancer screening, sunscreens and avoiding UV light. They say, we think if you can modify behaviors related to sun exposure in children, it will probably make a difference for their well-being later in life with respect to melanoma. Some of you are like, wait a second, I don't understand. Don't you get melanoma after the sun exposure? No, previous sun exposure could put you at risk for melanoma decades later. For the study, Dr. Box looked at DNA samples and gathered information on sun exposure from 477 white children ages 6 to 10. They followed the children from 2004 to 2008, and they found the number of moles and freckles increased each year, as did the total number of sunburns, waterside vacations, chronic sun exposure. The increasing sun exposure was directly tied to the rise in freckles. Duh. What's more, children with a gene variant tied to blue eyes were more susceptible to the development of moles compared to kids without the gene, particularly if they took more beach vacations. I haven't had a beach vacation in a while. It seems there are specific behaviors, they say, that predispose kids to the formations of more moles. There were a 2.5-fold increase in the number of moles if you had 12 waterside vacations, all right, over the course of the study. Now, they say, here's the thing. All right. The big problem I think we have with children these days is they aren't out in the sun. We have kids that are growing up in front of a television set, and they look very doughy to me. They're very white, a lot of them very light. They're very, they don't look tight with their muscles. They look a little bit more round and pillowy. And I get nervous about that. You know, I would rather see a more stronger looking physique. And you see that from the kids who are outside and playing all the time. Now, mind you, I am scared to death of melanoma. And I use sunscreen on my kids, even though I get a little nervous about over lathering them because there's chemicals in sunscreen too. But, you know, where do we find the fine line? I don't want anybody who's a little baby kid right now running around, God forbid, a risk for melanoma later. That's some scary stuff. But how do you keep kids out of the sun? How do you avoid? I mean, there's tons of different ways to vacation, but I think it's really, really cool to go out to the beach. You know? Let the kids swim. Let them exercise. Let them build, you know, let them build sandcastles. All right, well, you can put the umbrellas up, and yeah, you can cover them up and cover up their heads and all that, and I think you should. You know, I mean, again, you got to protect against the sun, but, you know, we're really doing our kids a disservice not letting them just go and play outside like they should. All right? They said patients who have 50 to 100 moles do have a higher risk of developing melanoma, but the majority of those patients are older. So do they really, you know, did they find an actual cause and effect with these kids? No, it was too, it's too early a study. But, you know, obviously the more you mole and the more you freckle, if it's related to sun exposure, the more at risk for melanoma. And the blue eyes, a lot of blue eyes and redheaded and light skin and fair skin were more at risk. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a French study found that men will be more inclined to help you if you are wearing the sexy, cute heels. A new study by Université de Bretagne Stud in France said, let me see, women's shoe heel size exerts a powerful effect on men's behavior. Men tend to be more helpful to women wearing heels. Dr. Guigen, I can't pronounce it in French, conducted several field experiments to measure this effect. In all three instances, men were more willing to lend a hand to heel-wearing women than those in sensible flats. Yeah, that's so true with my husband. If I'm walking around in heels, he'll grab my purse, he'll grab the door, he'll do everything. But when I'm just, you know, walking around in my regular tennis shoes or barefoot or whatever, it's like, here, take the garbage out. Oh, here's this. Oh, here, yeah, here. Can you hand me that? Yet if I'm in heels, oh, no. It's like he completely turns into, like, a different man. I should just walk around in heels. All right, in the first study, the doctor had women in both heels and flats try to solicit surveys from people on the street and found that men more easily complied when the woman was wearing heels. Wait, really? Maybe people will take my medical advice better as a doctor if I'm wearing heels. That's interesting. And the second is, you need to lower your cholesterol. Sure, ma'am. Anything you say, ma'am. So you see, I'm like, dude, your cholesterol too high. You got to lower it. Okay. Man, see, I really do need to kind of sexify it a little bit. You know, maybe people will listen to me more. In the second test, I'm wearing flats right now. In the second test, Dr. Guiguen had the same women drop a glove while wearing different shoes. And, oh, that's a he, doctor. And he observed similar behavior. When a woman was wearing heels, men were more inclined to pick up the glove. What? In the final experiment, the doctor observed men in a bar and found that they were quicker to chat with women in pumps or stilettos than those who decided to give their feet a break. I noticed that. I took off my shoes and, woo, did it stink? And I sat there and I stretched out my big size 10s and no guy walked over to me at all. All right, so heels, right, they're associated with models, attractive celebrities, and sexiness. All right, maybe people think that women are going to be more, I don't know, good to go if they're in the heels. I don't know. All right, texting may be ruining our necks. According to, I guess this one study, Dr. Kenneth Hansraj, chief of spine surgery at New York Spine Surgery and Rehabilitation Medicine, said all those hours we spend hunched over our phones is ruining our posture and taking a toll on our necks. This paper was published in Surgical Technology. It says the average adult head weighs about 10 to 12 pounds when standing upright. But as we bend it to look at our text, it becomes heavier with gravity because now you have more surface area that the gravity is pulling on. He calculated that as the head tilts forward 15 degrees, the gravitational force on the neck rises to about 27 pounds. Then it goes up to 40 pounds at 30 degrees and 49 pounds at 45 degrees. At 60 degrees, the force of our neck rises to 60 pounds. Wow. That is the equivalent of carrying an 8-year-old child on your head. Now, we spend 2 to 4 hours a day using our phones. We read, we text, we play our games, etc. That's almost 1,400 hours a year bent over. A high school student may spend close to 5,000 hours per year. That starts to mess with the neck. All right, so what do you suggest we do? Well, tell everybody to always remember to get back into good posture, to do stretches, and to bring their neck up. You know what? I just noticed I'm at about a 10-degree angle just looking at my laptop. I'm not looking straight ahead. If I'm looking straight ahead, I'm looking at the door of the studio. But I need to look at my phone. I need to look at my nails. I need to look at my reflection. I need to look at my little fruit cup that's sitting there waiting to be eaten. And you look down. It's okay to look down. But if you're always looking at your phone, it hurts, right? You dig? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, later this week, we're going to be talking about how low levels of vitamin D may raise early death risk. Are you kidding me? We just talked about how you got to stay out of the sun. You kidding me? All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.